Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, May 16th, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Tech media breaks. Adage's fintech platform drives smarter, more profitable healthcare. Adagis, a healthcare technology company, is helping clinics and medical groups transition to value-based care with its AI-powered platform, Proactive Care. This solution deciphers insurance contracts, integrates with EHR systems, and provides real-time analytics for tracking revenue trends. Adagis' platform includes the value-based care engine and patented risk engine to identify care gaps and high-risk patients, allowing for early interventions. By focusing on smaller practices, Adagis aims to make value-based care more accessible and profitable. Learn more about Adagis and its innovative solutions at www.adagis.com.
Biomed news breaks. NutriBand Inc., NASDAQ, NTRB, strengthens pharma footprint through key alliances. NutriBand Inc., a company focused on developing transdermal pharmaceutical products, is strengthening its market presence through strategic partnerships. The company is collaborating with Charlotte FC to enhance brand visibility for its AI tape and Aversa TM technology. NutriBand also deepened its collaboration with Kindeva Drug Delivery for the development of Aversa TM, fentanyl. By forming alliances with established brands, NutriBand aims to diversify revenue streams and solidify its position in transdermal drug delivery solutions. For more information about NutriBand, visit their website at www.nutriband.com.
Biomed News Breaks, Zacks Research Issues Business Update. As Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ, SNX, continues enrollment in confirmatory Phase 3 Hybrite trial. Solagenix, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, is highlighted in a Zacks Small Cap Research report for its Phase 3 CTCL study. The company's Phase 3 Flash 2 trial of Hybrite TM in CTCL patients is ongoing, with a primary efficacy endpoint assessed after 18 weeks of treatment. The report anticipates top-line results in 2026 based on the success of the FLASH trial. Solagenix focuses on developing products for rare diseases, including Hybrite TM for CTCL treatment. The company's public health solutions segment includes vaccine programs for ricin toxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19, utilizing its Thermovax technology. For more information, visit Solagenix's website at www.solagenix.com.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ NRXP subsidiary, Hope Therapeutics secures $7.8 million to launch clinic roll-up strategy. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRXP subsidiary, Hope Therapeutics, has secured $7.8 million in acquisition funding from Universal Capital LLC to launch its National Interventional Psychiatry Clinic Network. With a total of $10.3 million in capital, Hope will acquire Dura Medical, Kadima, and NeuroSpa clinics offering neuroplastic treatments for severe depression and PTSD. The clinics have contracts in place to serve veterans through the VA. Universal Capital plans to participate in future funding rounds as Hope expands nationwide. NRx Pharmaceuticals is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. NRx is developing NRx-101, an FDA-designated investigational breakthrough therapy for suicidal treatment-resistant bipolar depression and chronic pain. Biomed News Breaks. Intelligent Biosolutions Inc., NASDAQ, INBS, surpasses 450 accounts as fingerprint drug testing expands globally. Intelligent Biosolutions Inc., BS, has exceeded 450 active accounts, adding 35 in fiscal Q3, due to the growing demand for its fingerprint drug testing system. The company has expanded into new sectors and remote regions across Europe and Australia, operating in 24 countries and partnering with 18 distributors. These achievements support its global expansion strategy and pave the way for entry into the U.S. testing market. INBS offers a rapid, non-invasive testing solution for drugs commonly found in the workplace, providing results in under 10 minutes. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibmb.fm/INBS. Biomed News Breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ-TLO, unveils breakthrough Silver II antimicrobial drug candidate Telomere AG2. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, TLO, has unveiled a breakthrough Silver II antimicrobial drug candidate called Telomere AG2. This stabilized Silver II complex has shown potent antimicrobial activity, including against drug-resistant MRSA. Developed using the company's Telomere One platform, Telomere AG2 outperformed its Silver I predecessor in preclinical studies. Targeting the $1.36 billion silver wound care market and $33.7 billion antimicrobial coatings market, Telomere plans to advance Telomere AG2 into IND-enabling studies and explore strategic partnerships. For more information about Telomere Pharmaceuticals, visit www.telodex.com. Will Trump's executive order on drug prices yield the desired results? President Trump recently signed an order aimed at reducing the high cost of prescription drugs in the U.S., but it remains uncertain how the price reduction will be achieved and its long-term impact. Medical Advantage plan providers like Astiva Health may offer insights on the practicality of these changes. Biomed News Breaks. Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., NYARIC and CLDI, advances red-tail virotherapy platform and reduces Q1 losses. Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., listed on the NYSE American under the symbol CLDI, reported a Q1 2025 NOS of $5.1 million, down from $7.2 million the previous year, with reduced R&D and G&A expenses. The company highlighted FDA clearance for its IND for CLD21, an allogeneic stem cell-based immunotherapy for solid tumors, and showcased promising data on its red-tail platform at AACR. Kalidi also announced key leadership additions, including CEO Dr. Eric Poma and CMO Dr. Guy Clifton, as it progresses in developing systemic virotherapies targeting metastatic cancers. For more information about Kalidi Biotherapeutics, visit their website at www.kalidibio.com.
Biomed News Breaks. NextPlat Corp., NXPL, reports Q1 revenue of $14.5 million, expands airtime business despite healthcare headwinds. NextPlat Corp., listed on NASDAQ as NXPL, recently reported Q1 2025 revenue of $14.5 million, a decrease from the previous year. Despite challenges in healthcare, the company expanded its airtime business with a 51% increase in recurring revenue. Operating expenses fell by 26%, leading to a narrower net loss. NextPlat continues to focus on high-margin services and strategic healthcare growth, aiming to capitalize on e-commerce opportunities in technology and healthcare markets. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Study suggests combined use of fluoride and iodine is significantly more effective in preventing tooth decay than fluoride alone. A recent study published in the International Journal of Clinical Pediatric Dentistry suggests that the combined use of fluoride and iodine is significantly more effective in preventing tooth decay than fluoride alone. The study reviewed several clinical trials involving children aged 1 to 12 and found that children who received the combined treatment developed significantly fewer new cavities. Dr. Herb Moskowitz, DDS, chairman of Iotech International, highlighted the benefits of molecular iodine technology in oral health, stating that it helps reduce harmful bacteria in the mouth. The company has released a new oral rinse, IoRinse AC, containing fluoride and molecular iodine, designed to be the most effective and safest anti-cavity rinse available. Molecular iodine stands out for its broad-spectrum antimicrobial action and low toxicity, making it a powerful tool in cavity prevention efforts.
ADAP Advocacy airs commercial to open national advocacy campaign calling for reforming the 340B drug pricing program. ADAP Advocacy, as part of its 340B project, has launched a new commercial calling for reforms to the 340B drug pricing program. CEO Brandon M. McSatta highlights the need for common sense reforms to ensure the program's integrity, drawing parallels to the financial market collapse in 2007-08. The 340B Too Big to Fail national advocacy campaign aims to address issues like declining charity, rising healthcare executive compensation, and patient medical debt. The commercial will air in the DC market while Congress is in session and will run through the end of the year. To learn more, visit ADAP Advocacy's website.
Icarus Behavioral Health Idaho announces its opening and offers comprehensive mental health and addiction treatment in Boise and surrounding areas. Icarus Behavioral Health Idaho has proudly opened a state-of-the-art Joint Commission-accredited treatment center in Boise, offering a full continuum of care for mental health challenges and substance use disorders. The facility provides inpatient, PHP, IOP, and outpatient programs in a serene environment. Accredited by the Joint Commission, it upholds high standards of patient safety. With personalized treatment plans, Icarus Behavioral Health Idaho aims to empower individuals for sustainable success. Specialized programs address depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, PTSD, and dual diagnosis. Accepting major insurance plans, the facility also offers free insurance verification. With evidence-based modalities like CBT, DBT, EMDR, and trauma-informed care, Icarus Behavioral Health Idaho provides holistic recovery. The upscale amenities and tranquil setting in Boise create a supportive environment for clients' recovery journey.
Marquise Who's Who listee Doreen Dan, featured on Studio 17 Live for Medicare Advocacy. Doreen Dan, a Marquise Who's Who listee and owner of DLD Healthcare Insurance Services, recently appeared on Studio 17 Live to provide expert tips on navigating Medicare and insurance choices. As a longtime healthcare executive, Ms. Dan launched her business after a Medicare enrollment error following her husband's death. Now a licensed agent, she helps clients avoid similar pitfalls and is known for her patient storytelling practice, developed during her husband's critical care. This practice has been adopted nationwide, showcasing her dedication to compassionate and informed care. Learn more about Doreen Dan's work on Studio 17 Live.
FC Glycoengineering Enhancements mark next phase in Creative Biolabs ADCC technology development. Creative Biolabs has made significant advancements in their ADCC technology development, focusing on glycoengineering enhancements in the FC region of antibodies. By optimizing glycosylation, they have improved antibody functionality, enhancing cytotoxicity and molecular stability. These upgrades allow for the creation of advanced IgG products with engineered FC fragments, leading to safer and more effective therapeutics. With a proprietary analytical platform and full-service laboratories, Creative Biolabs is at the forefront of biopharmaceutical R&D. Their innovations aid in the swift progression of antibody drug development, positioning them competitively in the market.
Tivard reports data on suppressor tRNA therapy, restoring full-length dystrophin in Duchenne muscular dystrophy model. Tivard Biosciences presented preclinical data at the ASGCT annual meeting, demonstrating the potential of its suppressor tRNA therapy in Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The study showed that the therapy rescued full-length dystrophin protein and restored motor function in a DMD disease model with no adverse effects. Tivard's co-founder, president, and CEO, Daniel Fisher, stated that this is the first demonstration of sustained restoration of full-length dystrophin in a DMD model. The study results included dose-dependent expression of dystrophin, normalization of protein expression, and significant restoration of motor function. The company is also exploring collaborations to expand the therapy's reach. Stay tuned for additional preclinical data on dilated cardiomyopathy caused by nonsense mutations in the TTN gene.
Biomed News breaks: Nanoviricides, American NNVC, advances NV387 antiviral as measles and mpox resurge globally. Nanoviricides Inc., NNVC, is advancing NV387 as a potential breakthrough treatment for measles and mpox amid rising global case counts and vaccine failures. The company is preparing for animal efficacy studies for measles and will make NV387 available under FDA's Individual Patient Expanded Access. In the DRC, Nanoviricide's Phase 2 clinical trial application for mpox has been cleared by the National Ethics Committee. With no approved drugs for measles or mpox, Nanovirucides aims to fill critical gaps in global antiviral preparedness. Simple hand motion test could reveal undetected brain tumor. A viral video on TikTok is popularizing a hand test that can reveal undiagnosed brain tumors. The 30-second test, demonstrated by a British medic, aims to help individuals identify serious brain health issues. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are heavily investing in this area. TinyGems, a specialized communications platform, focuses on small-cap and mid-cap companies with bright futures. For more information, visit TinyGems website. Investor news breaks: Silo Pharma Inc., NASDAQ Silo, advances PTSD treatment with FDA-requested safety study for SPC-15. Silo Pharma Inc. is advancing its PTSD treatment with a 7-day safety and toxicology study of its lead asset, SPC-15, in partnership with Frontage Laboratories. This study, requested by the FDA, aims to strengthen Silo's upcoming IND application for the intranasal treatment targeting PTSD and stress-related disorders. Developed in collaboration with Columbia University, SPC-15 is a 5-HT4 receptor agonist, potentially eligible for the FDA's 505(b)(2) pathway. Silo Pharma remains on track for an FDA submission this year and is also running a GLP-compliant toxicology study. For more information about Silo Pharma and its innovative therapies, visit www.silopharma.com. Intus Care announces PACE Organization of Rhode Island is first to deploy innovative EMR and practice management system platform. Intus Care, a technology leader in the PACE market, announced that PACE Organization of Rhode Island, PACE RI, has officially deployed Intus Care Care Hub, an EMR and practice management system designed for PACE's value-based care model. The successful launch is a result of a years-long partnership focused on co-creation and collaboration. Intus Care provided comprehensive support, including in-person workflow sessions, training boot camps, and ongoing readiness scoring calls. PACERI leadership praised CareHub's design tailored to PACE's unique needs, anticipating improved efficiency and team connectivity. In the coming months, CareHub is expected to enhance team coordination, reduce documentation time, and streamline workflows. PACERI's input has directly influenced CareHub's features, and the collaboration will continue to guide future enhancements. Intus Care aims to revolutionize technology in the PACE community, empowering teams to deliver exceptional care and improve outcomes for dual-eligible seniors.
Investor news breaks: Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDAQ-NXP, appoints Joseph Hand as General Counsel and EVP of Operations. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., TNXP, has appointed Joseph Hand Esqui as General Counsel and Executive Vice President of Operations. Hand brings decades of leadership experience, including key roles in major acquisitions and divestitures. His addition comes as Tonix prepares for the potential launch of TNX-102SL for fibromyalgia, pending FDA approval. Tonix is a biopharmaceutical company focused on pain management and public health challenges, with a new drug application for TNX-102SL set for submission this month. The company's development portfolio includes treatments for CNS disorders, organ transplant rejection, autoimmunity, and cancer. For more information, visit www.tonixpharma.com.
Biomed news breaks: Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ Beat, hits FDA milestone and expands strategic partnerships in Q1 update. Heartbeam Inc. achieved a significant milestone in Q1 2025 with the completion of the VALID ECG pivotal study, supporting its 510K submission for 12-lead ECG synthesis software. The company also expanded strategic partnerships, launched an early access program, integrated AcroCardia's FDA-cleared AcroECG TM software, added new U.S. patents, appointed CEO Robert Eno to its board, and raised $11.5 million through a public offering. Heartbeam is dedicated to revolutionizing cardiac care with its cable-free 12-lead ECG technology, allowing for actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities. With a total of 20 patents, the company is reshaping the future of cardiac health management. For more information, visit www.heartbeam.com. Biomed news breaks: CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., CNSP, prices $5 million public offering with institutional investor. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., a biopharmaceutical company focused on brain and central nervous system cancers, has priced a public offering with a single institutional investor, raising $5 million in gross proceeds. The offering includes 3,952,570 shares of common stock at $1.265 per share and Series F warrants. AGP, Alliance Global Partners, is the sole placement agent. Proceeds will be used for working capital and corporate purposes, with closing expected around May 14, 2025. CNS Pharmaceuticals is developing anti-cancer drug candidates, with lead candidate Berubicin in development for brain and CNS cancers. For more information, visit www.cnspharma.com.
Biomed news breaks. Anovis Bio, Inc. and Fink advances Phase 3 Alzheimer's trial and expands conference presence in Q1. Anovis Bio, Inc., traded on the NYSE under the symbol ANVS, made significant progress in Q1 2025 by launching its Phase 3 clinical trial for early Alzheimer's disease. The trial aims to enroll up to 760 participants to evaluate buntanetap's effects over 18 months. The company also obtained a new U.S. patent for buntanetap and participated in key conferences like Oppenheimer's 35th Annual Healthcare Life Sciences Conference and AD/PDM 2025 in Vienna. As of March 31, 2025, Anovis Bio had $22.2 million in cash and equivalents, with a decrease in R&D expenses year-over-year to $5.0 million. For more information about Anovis Bio, Inc., headquartered in Malvern, Pennsylvania, visit their website at www.anovisbio.com.
Investor news breaks. So Safe Inc., NASDAQ SOBR, appoints Chris Pederson to board, adds scientific advisor to advanced tech and governance. SOBR Safe Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SOBR, has appointed Chris Pederson to its board of directors effective May 1, 2025. Pederson, a veteran corporate director with experience at EY, IBM, and PwC, will also chair the Nominating and Corporate Governance Committee. In addition, the company has named Dr. Benjamin Sanchez as a scientific advisor to support federal funding and clinical research partnerships. These additions bring expertise in governance, digital innovation, and biomedical engineering as SoberSafe continues to scale its alcohol detection technology platform. The company's advanced transdermal technology detects and reports alcohol presence through a user's skin without the need for breath, blood, or urine samples. To learn more, visit www.sobersafe.com. California Chief Nurse Officer recognized as National Champion for Women's Health. Katrina Asensio Holmes, the 2025 National Woman of Impact winner, is recognized for her efforts to raise awareness for women's heart health and fund the American Heart Association's life-saving mission. As a chief nurse officer at Sutter Health, she brings personal experience and professional passion to her mission. Asensio Holmes advocates for open discussions about cardiovascular disease to save more women's lives. The Woman of Impact campaign, launched on National Wear Red Day, aims to improve women's health and fund heart health initiatives. As the national winner, Asensio Holmes will continue to support the Go Red for Women movement. For more information, visit goredforwomen.org.
First-in-human study in the bag, GlucoTrack gears up for long-term trial of potentially groundbreaking continuous blood glucose monitor for diabetes patients. GlucoTrack Inc. is gearing up for a long-term outside the United States clinical trial following a successful first-in-human study of its continuous blood glucose monitor system. The study, conducted on 6 adult participants with type 1 and type 2 diabetes, demonstrated the system's safety and technical feasibility. With a 99% data capture rate and a mean absolute relative difference of 6.7%, the CBGM system showed promising performance. The upcoming trial will enroll up to 30 adult participants for continuous monitoring over 1 year to evaluate safety, performance, and usability under real-world conditions. This marks a significant step towards modernizing diabetes management for insulin-dependent patients and bringing a potentially groundbreaking solution to market.
The risk of death or complications from broken heart syndrome was high from 2016 to 2020. Research published in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that the risk of death or complications from broken heart syndrome, also known as Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, remained high and unchanged from 2016 to 2020. The study, which included nearly 200,000 U.S. adults, found that while the condition was more common in women, men were twice as likely to die from it. Complications such as heart failure, atrial fibrillation, heart attacks, strokes, and cardiogenic shock were also prevalent. The death rate was 6.5%, with no improvement over the study period. Researchers emphasized the need for further research to improve treatment and therapeutic approaches for this serious condition.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.